Thank you, Mr. Chairman, High Commissioner for Refugees, and all protocol observed. Mr. Chairman, this assembly is an annual pilgrimage undertaken by members of the refugee protection regime, wherein key interlocutors gather to pause and reflect on the plight of millions of women, children, and men who are rendered homeless in the most brutal and insensitive manner. By our presence here, we are by conduct revealing our innermost desire to confront head-on the challenges confronting UNHCR as outlined by the High Commissioner: intractability of conflict, natural disasters, and the funding situation, to mention but a few. Despite the worldwide financial and economic challenges, the resilience and benevolence of host countries, particularly those from the developing world, is indeed to be applauded and encouraged. Mr. Chairman, our kingdom is landlocked between two states, that is South Africa and Mozambique, respectively. Despite the limitations, we as a nation have historically maintained an open door policy towards the reception and acceptance of asylum seekers. However, this policy has encouraged an unrestricted influx of asylum seekers originating not only from our region, but also from beyond. The Swaziland government, as a member of the international community, with its limited resources, remains committed to managing, caring, protecting, and providing for refugees in accordance with with international law and practice. In Swaziland, we continue to promote self-resilience and integration. We have injected both human and financial resources towards the betterment of refugee protection, even though the global economic and financial meltdown has hit hard on our budget as a country. Despite our country's saturated labor market, a number of refugees have been employed by government in various professional and technical fields. The government, in collaboration with UNHCR, has facilitated the review and validation of the refugee bill in the country. This bill is envisaged to be completed within this 10th parliament. Lastly, the government of Swaziland, with its limited resources, has embarked on rehabilitating the Malinza Refugee Reception Center so as to improve the lives of asylum seekers. Mr. Chairman, we appreciate and acknowledge the continued financial and material support rendered by UNHCR, particularly towards the implementation of our refugee protection, integration, and self-reliance programs. The Kingdom is grateful to state that with such an assistance, it was able to process 56 asylum cases within a five-day period, which was a milestone in the history of the country. The government of Swaziland is also committed to ensuring that education is provided for all, such that free primary education is also afforded to refugee children. And recently, working with UNHCR and UNICEF, we have established an early childhood care and development center facility at Malinza Refugee Reception Center for both refugee children and the surrounding community. It is notable in this context that we plead for sustained support, as we have learned that the refugee reception process is an ongoing exercise without a short-term agenda, as long as our world is faced with the challenges of politicization of ethnicity, power struggles or contests, and insoluble socio-political problems that lead to deadly conflicts. The volume of asylum seekers and displaced peoples in general shall increase. By way of conclusion, Chairperson, I wish to pay a special tribute to the people we are about here, which are refugees. I salute their resilience, indomitable spirit, and their ability to hope, usually against hope itself. their determination to survive despite tremendous odds is inspiringly admirable. By refusing to be deterred by the thorns and instead fixed concentration on the sweet-smelling scent of the rose, they give us enough reason to celebrate triumph of the human spirit over adversity. They have played their part as key decision makers. Mr. Chairman, allow me the opportunity to express our deep gratitude and appreciation to the High Commissioner and his staff for having successfully organized this session. And once again, we hereby assure the High Commissioner of our unwavering support as a country and cooperation. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.